they reached the top of the ladder and climbed onto the 8x8 wooden platform, where two men and a masked woman stood watch.
But here they come! Looks to be about 100 or so!
Man, just how many zombies are still out there?
A world full.
Donna peered over the side of the tower.
You don't have much of a force to stop them, Mike. What, 20 men?
That's all we need.
Below, 100 or so zombies were pressed up against the fence. As more of them arrived, the mass of their bodies would bring the chain-link fence down.
Another strategy by Rand. We really have to be concerned about ammo, so we only use it in the initial assault. Bullets are worth more than gold nowadays.
As Donna watched, two lines of men and women, in various camo and military fatigues, made two lines, one standing, one kneeling. A variety of semi-automatic rifles and standard rifles sighted downrange at their living dead targets.
We use our best shooters for first-line defense. We only fire a few rounds. The targets are the zombies in the front. That way they fall and the zombies behind usually trip over them. No one can accuse the zombies of figuring things out. Once they start falling, they essentially are stopped when we send in the ground troops. No sense in using ammo when we can take care of it ourselves.
The masked woman stepped up onto the platform railing, grabbing one of the cables that stretched from the tower to the ground.
Send the ghosts in.
You got it.
The masked woman leapt from the tower, holding a metal wheel. It was then Donna realized it was a zip line.
Ghosts?
People like me. We're not quite dead yet, but our flesh is.
You mean like a sacrifice?
The lithe woman landed amidst the zombies. They didn't even react. She quickly drew a katana, not dissimilar to the one Donna used.
Not at all. You see, because our flesh is dead due to the leprosy virus we were infected with, the zombies can't sense us. Especially those of us in the late stages. We can walk amongst them and they don't pay any notice.
The lone figure began to disconnect heads from bodies with each swipe of her sword, sometimes two at a time. She was soon joined by two more ghosts, one with a mohawk, the other in a dark robe similar to Mike's. The one in the robe swung a blacksmith hammer, bringing it down again and again, smashing skulls and dislocating jaws. Mohawk wielded a chainsaw that cut down dozens of the walking dead.